Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 3, we were taught that it doesn't matter to God if we are trying to be nice to people, but whether we will take a stand for the things of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Bible is a supernatural book. It's not understood like some things are that we read, that some people can pick up a book, maybe something on atomic theory and read it and understand it. And understand it very well. The Bible's not that way. Sometimes a man with a 6th grade and 8th grade education can understand more of the Bible than some man with 2 PhDs after his name. See, the Bible must be taught by the Spirit of God in men who are yielded to God that they may teach others. So have those children in church. Notice also verse 1 here again that there was no open vision, as the idea of to make known or to spread abroad. Now, vision has the idea of teaching insight, teaching of the word. We remember back in Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. And many have preached where there is no plan, where there's no seeing what God can do, the people perish. And that's true in a sense, but that's not the context of Proverbs, where you read that where there's no vision, the people perish. Is that where there is no teaching of the truth of God is the idea behind that. Then there the people perish, and the people need to hear the word. They need to hear our witness. They need to hear the preaching in God's house, as well as the personal witness of God's people. And when we give that witness, they always must hear the word of God in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that's some of the things that we must be concerned about. You see, a battle is raging today between truth and error, light and darkness, and that battle's going on throughout the world. It's not only in our particular religious circles or neighborhoods. And our lack of response or indifference doesn't matter to God, that we are trying to be nice to everybody. What matters to God is that we're not taking a stand. That's what matters to God. And it matters to God that we're not willing to have people think less of us because we're proclaiming His word and His righteousness. Now, we do live in the last days of the local church. And, oh, there are so many things that are being manifested in God's people today: ingratitude, pride, infidelity, licentiousness, profanities everywhere, intemperance, that's lack of control, is everywhere, seduction, just the way ladies dress going to church, as well as wicked men that have eyes full of adultery and they lust in their heart and they seek to seduce these silly women, the lewdness. And these are things that pervade not only society, but they're beginning to pervade local churches. And it does pervade all society, regardless of the economic position or education. At one time, these are things that we associated only with what one might call the dregs of society. Well, the whole society now, regardless of their economic or or social position are dregs. The country as a whole has dipped to the lowest common denominator of sin. And it's proving over and over, Isaiah 5:20, that they call evil good and good evil. So when there's kind of a teaching and a preaching, whether it's against homosexuality or other things of that nature, they want to make a law that makes it a hate crime in order to try to shut up the preaching of the truth. You see, all levels of society seem to be coming in like a tsunami wave into the island of debauchery and soaking it up completely. And what a shame that is in our society. Now, the priest not only ministered in the tabernacle, but the priest also had the duty to teach the word of the Lord. There were teaching priests. Now, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas were the priests. They weren't declaring the word from God, nor were they teaching the statutes. I'm reminded of Luke 8 and verse 14. It says, "And when that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection." See, Hophni and Phinehas, they may have heard part of the word, maybe the word in more than just a part from Eli. But they lived for self, and Eli did nothing about it. When that happens to pastors or to churches, then that pastor, that church, becomes unfruitful in holiness. Their fruit will not be the fruit that God desires. In Romans chapter 11, verse 16, we read, "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches." The scriptures are here giving you a measure, as it does throughout the Bible. If a church or pastor does not preach holiness and obedience to the Word of God, and they don't really even preach the Word of God, they're preaching science, they're preaching philosophy, then that's not a church to attend. That's not a church to become part of. You see, if you're right with God and bearing spiritual fruit for Him, we know you'll allow the life of Christ to flow through you. You'll be obedient, cleansed from sin, prayerful, one who studies and meditates in the Word of God. And it will take much to keep you from God's house when the doors are open. Aside from that, you are a shallow Christian at best. Now let me ask you something. Are you satisfied with that? Oh, my friend, one day, when it's too late, you won't be satisfied with that, for we read in 1 John 2:28, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." Oh, yes, my friend. Israel's relationship with God was now religion and ritual only. Holy fervency had been replaced with the desire for one's own ease, comfort, and status. Here we live in America's hedonistic society. Christian people who want a religion can choose the Eli, the Phinehas, the Hophni method, sit in the church, drink your coffee, listen to the rock and roll from performers on the platform who would rather be performing in a nightclub, but they weren't good enough to make it there. And so they're performing in your church. And so they get up and they go and they work at it and they try to entertain you to the best they know how, and they let you sit back and drink your latte and whatever else they have provided for the occasion. So he can go with that, or he can decide to be holy and acceptable unto God. You see, the work of God must be carried on by people, not by programs. The work of God is carried on by sacrifice, not schemes. And the work of God should be carried on with rejoicing, not debauchery. It's these things of the flesh that we must learn to mortify. Oh, Eli, Phinehas, Hophni would have been a billion times better off had they learned to crucify, to mortify the flesh and the things thereof. But they didn't. And so the problem is that they now must pay the price. We can have the revival Israel had if we're willing to hear the Samuels who live righteously and who follow God's call and that deliver you, not what tickles your ears, but the message, the very message of God. So we see God's call to Samuel. Now let's look in verses 4 through 10 here of chapter 3 of 1 Samuel. He says that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." He answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now, Samuel did not know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Now, there's one thing that I did there that was wrong in verse 10. What was that? Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.